Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dan Miller's calls. Detroit Lions win. It's 97-1 on a Victory Monday, which continues right now. We'll get to your phones, 248-539-9797. Got some ticket text to get to. TJ Lang at 902. We'll have him every Monday in season. John, they dropped a couple interceptions. They didn't get home enough. I understand Jared Goff maybe wasn't sharp enough. At the end of the day, that drive in overtime is what I cling to, because that is the proof that the DNA of this football team is intact. That through things that don't go their way, game that gets out of hand, should have put it away, coulda, woulda, shoulda, they did put it away. They put their foot down, they ran the ball, they got it done. 248-539-9797, your biggest takeaways.
Well, I think if there's one thing that we've learned over the past 3 years, now going on four with Dan Campbell, is that it's not always going to be pretty. There's going to be times where we disagree, and there's nothing in this game that is glaring for us to disagree about, but when it comes down to it, this is a tough, the culture with this team is we are going to play physical, we're going to play for 60 minutes, and if we got to go a little bit more, we're going to be the tougher team when it comes down to it. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be things that don't go our way. They're not going to shake us. It didn't shake Jared Goff.
Nope.
Throwing an interception. It didn't shake. You don't hear Amon-Ra St. Brown coming out. Oh, I should have got the ball more. Oh, you know, there's no complaining. It is, what do you have to do to get a win? Wins are hard to come by. You got to start 1-0. They did what they were supposed to do.
Adam in Flushing, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Morning. Happy Victory Monday, boys.
Nail biter
for me. But I got one biggest takeaway for me is I think Ben Johnson got a little too cute and stopped using David Montgomery. Like, you saw it, like, they were trying to implement Jahmyr Gibbs, which is fine. But we had really high success rate with, you know, running the ball with David Montgomery. And I just, depending on, like, do you think you guys got too cute or what's going on there with Monty, because, you know, we came within a coin flip of losing that game.
Right.
And it shouldn't have been that close, like Agreed. You guys are saying. Like, they were down to third, fourth string offensive linemen. We should have just dominated that game. We were up 17-3, and the next thing you know, it was 20-20. You're like, all right.
And they went 17 unanswered. Again, no Nacua, three tackles hurt or suspended, a guard that went out, and you're going, how is this happening?
They're shuffling different people. I mean, Jonah Jackson started at center, moves to guard.
And they brought a backup center into the game. They had like backups at every position, and you're thinking, 17 unanswered is the defense giving up 17. It's also the offense going scoreless and getting into a lull. Was some of that lull, John, what he's saying? David Montgomery and not leaning on him.
Yeah, but then, I mean, if I understand leaning on, but then that means Jahmyr Gibbs doesn't have the ball in his hands. And I mean, it there's a fine line of, with Ben Johnson, who do we give the ball to and how do we spread the ball around? You could look at it and say, should we have gotten the ball to Amon-Ra St. Brown more?
Yeah, sure. Found would, a way, would have screen loved game, to. End
Sam
around,
LaPorta?
Something.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, and can David Montgomery and Gibbs be on the field at the same time? Hell yeah.
Yep.
And so, I mean, it sounds like a guy there that had David Montgomery on his fantasy football team and just thought he should have got more yardage out of him during the course of the game.
What was it, 90 yards, a touchdown? No complaining. That's a good day on a fantasy team. Keith in Dearborn Heights, good morning. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I called because, Costa, you made a comment about you'd like to see a little bit more pressure. I got to say, man, Aiden Hutchinson was a dog last night, and I'm pretty sure he might be a top two or three defensive player by the end of the year, maybe even number one. But
well, Keith, just real quick, I'll let you finish, but I want to clarify. They got pressure. I wanted to see them take down the quarterback because pressure by itself is good, but sacks are better.
So I don't know if you guys noticed this, and I'm not trying to be a slappy here, but was it Akuri who was blocking Aiden all night long?
On the left there, 69.
Yeah.
Okay. That dude could have got flagged at least four times for holding, tripping, all sorts of crap that was going on, and it wasn't called. It was so frustrating to watch because Hutch was getting back there, creating that pressure, but he could have got to Stafford. And hats off to Stafford. That was an amazing game by him last night. But I think there was at least three or four, possibly five different plays where Hutch was held or tripped that could have created something. Am I wrong in seeing, seeing that?
When he was over rushing over the left tackle, he would come off the ball, first be hit by a tight end, and then beat the tackle, and then be chipped by a running back. Like, he was running through a lot of garbage. And, I mean, there's a lot of credit to be had for still getting pressure on a quarterback in that scenario. That's going to happen. Welcome to, you know, the respect you're being given by being able to get the pressures on the quarterback. Now, the one trip that I know was highlighted last night was actually on the other side by the right tackle, and I don't remember his name, nor do I care. To me, that was their, you know, he was going down, their legs got caught up. I didn't see that as a trip.
Right. And okay, Ticket Texter puts it well. If Hutchinson and Davenport wrap up, they each have a sack in the game, an extra sack in the game. I mean, some of this is you got to finish once you get there.
Yeah. Sacks are hard to come by. There's no question. I mean, quarterbacks are more mobile now than they've ever been. Stafford, while he's not going to be a guy that's going to light you on fire for 100 yards rushing the ball, is elusive in the pocket. He's got really good pocket presence.
Right, but I just think if we had said, hey, this is an area we want to see them get better at. We want to see them, whether it's blitzing or just the front being better, we want to see more sack totals. Pressures are there. Pressures are good. We want to see more sack totals. And then I told you they were going to have four offensive linemen down. You'd say, well, then this is the game to see it, and we didn't. So I think that's a...
Yeah,
it's not like a screaming concern, but it is something.
Yeah. If Davenport wraps up, he's got another sack. If you could say there's two more out there for Aiden Hutchinson. He did have four QB hits. So did Davenport. I think that went a little bit unnoticed, and we haven't talked about much of that. Pressure opposite Aiden Hutchinson. But when you get there, you've got to finish it.
Texter says, I think the pass interference on Terrion Arnold was pivotal. Says, without that, we don't even go to overtime. Jeff in Imlay City. He had two of them in the end zone PI calls.
Yeah.
You had an issue. You thought they were ticky-tack?
I thought they were ticky-tack. The second one more than the first. The first one I agree with. That one was and people were saying, well, it was thrown, overthrown. It wasn't catchable. That ball is catchable for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, to me, if you're making contact, if your head's turned, call it ticky-tack or not, I expected, having watched the NFL, that those would both be called. Having said it, this isn't like a Terrion Arnold a panic session.
No.
If you're going to
I thought he played well.
If you're going to, well, I don't know if he played well, but if you're going
to, I thought as a rookie corner, he played well in his first game.
my point is, if you're going to play man coverage, you're going to get called occasionally. I have no long-term concerns with Terry and Arnold. And I think Cooper Kupp even said after the game, like, he was complimentary of Terry and Arnold. So,
yeah.
Ty in Clinton Township, you're on 97.1.
Oh, good morning, y'all.
Hey.
Oh, what a game. That was outstanding. Their resilience is off the charts, though. Just a victory Monday. Great, great, great. I want to bring up the offense with the X receiver, you know, the loss of Josh Reynolds. I believe that once we get Tim Patrick up to speed in that, that's really going to help this offense quite a bit. What do you all think?
Well, I think, yeah, it's going to help. But what we wanted to see last night was, okay, there's no Josh Reynolds. Who's going to, you know, fill the void? And Jameson Williams filled it, just in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, they were taking away the middle. That's why Amon-Ra St. Brown, 13 yards. They're taking, yeah. They're trying to limit Sam Laporta, 4 catches, 45 yards on 5 targets. Jahmyr Gibbs still had 4 receptions. But the big thing is, if you're going to try and take away the middle with all of those weapons, you have to make a pay on the outside, and they did.
Yeah, I think the Lions have enough weapons. I mean, you can always use more. I'm certainly excited to see Tim Patrick when he gets up and going. They have enough weapons. They should score more than 20 points in regulation, and I think they will most weeks.
Guys, I'm with the call a little bit. You know, I thought this was a big, overblown preseason story with the third receiver because the amount of weapons they have. It's like the sixth option or
right,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did feel watching the game last night that it affected the offense. And if you go back to last year's playoff game against the Rams, Reynolds was huge in the first drive, and it opened things up for the rest of the half. You didn't have that option last night. And I do think, you know, look, they made it clear in the pregame that they had a plan to stop Laporta,
yeah,
and take away the middle. I mean, yeah, I do think it's something that you hopefully a Patrick can grow into it, or maybe DPJ finally gets it and gets on the squad. And
well,
but I do think there's something there. But man, we're nitpicking, and I think the big thing today, this morning, is there's no glaring concern from last night.
No,
there's concerns, but not glaring.
And every year, your roster is going to be a little bit different. And things are going to change. No, nothing's going to be same year over year. And so Ben Johnson has to look at this and say, I don't have Josh Reynolds this year. So how can I adjust? I think there will be some more adjustments, but I thought for being able to get something out of Jameson Williams, the explosive plays that you need to have as an offense to ultimately be successful in this league, they were there.
Right. And if the game's going to get bogged down horizontally, you need someone who can take off the top, and that's Jameson Williams. And again, I don't know that he's going to have 1,000 yards because there's so many mouths to feed. He had 100 yesterday. He'll have a couple 100-yard games this year, and he's going to have 4 or 5 games where he blows open the game plan, where the other team gets punished for clogging the middle or stacking the box. It's the player we were promised when they traded up for him 12th overall. And this is the season where he has nothing holding him back to kick things off. That was absolutely the performance we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We'll play Dan Campbell inside that locker room after the game. More of your phone calls. We have some weekend overreactions at 8:35 and TJ Lang at 9:02. It's a victory Monday. It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham & Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil, criminal, or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. Whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random individual you're never going to meet. Visit AbrahamandRose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lions win. It's 97-1. We'll get to the phones. We have overreactions. Overreact gyms. That's 8:35 today. TJ Lang at 9:02. Mike and Dexter, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
We're not hearing enough about Mr. Thorne Anzalone. That guy was all over the place. And when he was taken out, he was in plays, finishing up tackles.
I love the way he set the tone on the very first snap defensively.
Yep.
That was so much fun, and that place was absolutely rocking. Were you there last night?
No, I was home with the kids.
I keep wanting somebody to call in that was there last night to feel, describe the energy. But yeah, I agree with you. Alex Anzalone was all over the place.
So
he was.
You guys have a good one. Stay safe.
You too.
Hey, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it. Especially if you were at the playoff game and last night.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to compare, because the stakes were higher in the playoff game, but the anticipation. Yeah. I mean, John, fans were getting into the stadium 3 hours before kickoff.
It felt very draft-esque, where people were posting pictures of the crowd that was starting to develop downtown, and the excitement. It was literally all day long downtown Detroit. You were seeing people post pictures of, hey, we can't wait for the game to start. We got tickets. We're down here at 10 in the morning. Like, that was a hell of a long day for some people. And the payoff was you had to stay an extra time, extra 5.5 minutes, because they went into overtime.
Well, and I'm glad they had that overtime, because that did calm some of my fears, because that was the offense getting back to what they do, scoring a touchdown in a big spot. It was a tense game at times last night. More tense than it should have been. I found myself thinking, all right, they're up a couple scores. Rams are dropping like flies. This is where you just kind of kick it into overdrive, and instead you end up sweating it out. And like, I don't think Goff played his sharpest game. I don't think St. Brown was involved enough in the offense. I don't think that they were dominant on the ground until they needed to be in overtime. And then defensively, I know people will look at it and say they held the Rams to 20. It's four offensive linemen down, no Puka Nacua. They were good when they needed to be, which was the red zone, right? That's kind of the theme. Yeah. They were good when they needed to be. The DNA, that's why I'm not overly concerned. The DNA of this football team is we're good when we need to be. You can't break us. Grit don't quit. And all the hallmarks of last year, we say it's a new season. You got to start over. You can't rest on last year. The hallmarks of this football team are still there. The bedrock of this football team is still there.
And it's just a team. And I know, I mean, Lions fans are going to be rabid about this team, whether or not it's a tough, gritty team or they've got style points. But they picked up right where they left off last year. And the fans are loving it, absolutely loving that this is a workman's-like attitude. And when it comes when your back's up against the wall, you respond in a physical, violent manner.
Who's up next? We got people who've been waiting to talk about this team. We've been waiting for this season. Let's get to Jeff in West Bloomfield. Jeff, good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning. Happy Monday. Sun is shining. Lions 1-0. But it's funny, you just mentioned the fact of the Lions last year starting all over again. There was still a little bit of sprinkle of Dan Campbell, gambler-esque kind of thing that no one's really talked about. And that was at the end of the first half after that interception in the end zone to stop that drive. The next play, there's about 20 seconds left in the game. And you're supposed to kneel on the ball, going in halftime, take the lead. And instead, the Lions tried to pass the ball. And Goff goes back and gets killed from the blind side. He's lucky he didn't get injured. He's lucky he didn't fumble the ball. And that was concerning.
I was a little confused that they decided to call a pass play there, too. You have the lead. You have the ball. You're getting the ball out of half. You want to avoid a catastrophe. And I'm not even talking about an injury. You can get hurt any snap. I'm talking about like fumble or interception.
Ball on the ground.
Something that is completely avoidable. But for the most part, game management. I know Dan Campbell, a lot of talk about aggressive. 4th and 2 in the first half. They got it. I like the decision. Late in the game, they punt in their own territory.
Mm-hmm.
I first guess had no hesitations with that decision.
No.
And then I really wanted, I'm glad they didn't have to see it. If they needed a 4th down in overtime, I think they would have gone for it. Like if they had a 4th and 1, 4th and 2.
Right, because that's not a game where you want to give the ball back to Matthew Stafford.
You don't want to kick a field goal and say, go beat us.
Right.
No, you have a yard, you have 2 yards, go win it. I really liked what he did. And then even the decision to kick the field goal at the end of regulation, it was 4th and medium. It wasn't 4th and short. The offense wasn't having a great day. He took the points, but he did a good job running the clock down so the Rams didn't have a chance to beat him at the end of regulation. I actually thought he did a good job.
Yeah, and I liked what he said in the post-halftime interview where we can't have so many penalties. The even though it ended up in an interception and the Rams didn't get any points, they were within striking range of whether it's a field goal or a touchdown because that drive was extended by penalties, namely the roughing the passer by Aiden Hutchinson.
Let's get back to the phones. People want to jump in. Red in Detroit. Red, it's good to hear your voice. You're on 97.1.
What's going on, fellas? I lost my voice. Sorry about that. I sound awful. But that game last night was electric. I'm on 4 hours of sleep. The city was out of control all day, all night. It was such a great feeling. I went to all 3 playoff games last year, and this felt good. I still got open wounds from last year, that last playoff game, but this hope held a little bit. You know, I want the Lions to continue to play good ball. I'm not about to be mad about a win. We win. We won. It's the first game. We're going to get better and better. Like Dan Campbell said, we're going to get better and better. We got to clean up a little bit of stuff. But, man, downtown, oh, my God.
So
it was electric.
Red, you mentioned you were at all 3 games. So you were at both the Rams and Bucks game, and you were on the road to San Francisco?
Yeah, I talked to you last year.
Okay.
I went there for my birthday. You remember?
Yeah.
I told you last night about it.
And so of the 4 games, best atmosphere?
I hate to say it, but that 49ers game was crazy.
Sure, it was the NFC Championship game. I don't blame you.
Yeah, it was, man.
But you feel bad not saying a Ford Field game.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, Red.
Stakes.
Yeah. Yep. One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing, please. It's my wife's 8th year of marriage. I want to shout out Ebony Wells. I love you, baby. 8 years.
All right. Congratulations,
congrats,
man.
Rest that voice.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey, I can't talk to you.
I used my last breath.
Blame the Lions.
Yeah.
Matt in Roseville, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I think there's a reason that you haven't heard from many people that are out of the game because none of us can talk today. I tell you what, guys, I've seen playoff hockey at the Joe, and I thought that was the, you know, culmination of the Detroit fan experience, and last night blew it away. That first drive, that first three and out by the Rams, I watched the decibel meter go up to about 125 or so. I think the record's 130 or so, but I mean, to get that on the first game of the season, the first drive, it was insanity in there.
I had seen people say it was more impressive than the playoff game, which I found hard to believe, but then you factor in the anticipation, how long people have been waiting for this game, for this football team. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. We're going to push back over reactions. We'll do that at 8:50. We got Lions fans that want to jump in. Your reactions to being at the game, watching the game, your first impression of this football team. And we've hit on some of the concerns. None of them are glaring, but if you want to offer up some, we'll do that. 97.1.
Hey, why not dive into the best pool in history? We got so many great games coming up. If you can't be at Ford Field, you can't be at the Big House or East Lansing, head to Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's where you want to be able to catch all the biggest games, and it's a viewing experience, the ultimate viewing experience for sports fans. Six pools, three different levels, and a great view of the massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen. That's Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch all the great matchups this fall. Swim up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, one nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We're going to get right to the phones. We'll do weekend overreact gyms. Some of my overreactions coming up at 8:50. Dan Campbell, locker room sound, 9:02 when TJ Lang joins us. You guys want to talk? We want to hear you. Nolan in Rochester, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. One thing I wanted to mention that I haven't really heard anybody talk about, and in my opinion, one of the plays of the game was Amon-Ra St. Brown. The Lions were on their drive when they tied it up with the field goal. Jared Goff attempted to pass it to Amon-Ra, but he ended up tripping and falling. So play was pretty much dead there. If St. Brown doesn't tip that ball away, Rams intercept that. I mean, you could see from the replay, it's going right to the defender.
Yep.
He knocked it away. And in my opinion, that's saving the game. And I haven't really heard anybody mention that. So, great win by the Lions and great way to start off the year.
Yeah, super underrated. Good call.
It is. We did have one call early on talking about the importance of that. And we brought up how many Detroit Lions were slipping on the turf last night, which is a little bit shocking to me. I don't know if anybody else had that observation. But, yeah, it was if you're not going to catch it, you make sure nobody else does. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, that would have loved to have come up with a catch, not slip, be, you know, and convert something. But, again, if you're not going to catch it, no one else does.
Don't give up on the play, yeah. Right? It's back to that culture stuff. All right, Dave in West Bloomfield. Dave, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I was there last night, and at the two home playoff games last year, it was pretty electric there last night. I'd say the L.A. Rams game last year, though, was a little bit more, but obviously a playoff game.
Right.
Yeah.
And
what time did you what time did you arrive downtown yesterday?
I got there about an hour and a half before game time, okay. And it was pretty fired up. And I met some buddies that are from Michigan but live in Atlanta, and they were asking if it's always like this. And I'm like,
it is now.
You're on fire right now, man. Yeah, yeah, it is now. But like you mentioned, there were a lot of people slipping on the turf, which that's their home field. It was kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, plus it's turf.
So, right. There's no
it's
weather.
It's not grass. It's not loose sod or
no dew point issues. Yeah. Calvin Johnson did an open for Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And he said, get used to this. Like to America, the Lions in prime, get used to this. Is it always like this? Well, it is now.
It is now.
Drew in Roseville, good to hear you. Drew, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas and lady. I just got to say two things. First thing is, we were a little bit mystified that we didn't see Montgomery in the second half. Seemed like they were trying to highlight Gibbs a little bit to see if he could handle the load. Thought he did okay there, but I wish I saw a little bit more of Montgomery. But then in the overtime, he was the man, obviously. I mean, just he couldn't be stopped. He looked like he was angry. He was running angry in that overtime, like he wanted to play more. So that's a good thing. But the second point I wanted to say is, this is how championship teams do it. You don't come with your A game, and you still find a way to win the game. I love it. Can't wait.
That is maybe the biggest hallmark of the Dan Campbell tenure, is we never used to take those phone calls. The Lions played a B game and still won. It used to be they had to play their A game to win. And now they've built this idea where football's not a perfect sport. The ball's shaped weird. Sometimes it's not going to go your way. How do you rally? How do you overcome? And they've done it time and time again.
Well, let's marry a couple of those phone calls together where you don't play your A game, but you still come away with the win. How many times have we talking about, well, if that ball was just completed, or if a receiver didn't slip and fall,
woulda, coulda, shoulda.
And you're like, well, it wouldn't have been intercepted. Well, okay, now you have a guy that doesn't give up on a play. Would Amon-Ra St. Brown like to have more than three catches? Sure.
Yep.
But you've got to make plays. And sometimes the best play to be made is just don't let the other team have the ball. You slipped. It sucks. But find a way to get a hand on the ball so that it doesn't go and be intercepted by the opponent.
Harvey in New Baltimore, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing? I don't see it the way everybody else sees it. You know, I've been a season ticket holder for 40 years, but we got very, very lucky to win that game. Stafford threw an interception in the end zone. They went for it on 4th and 4. Normally, they should have kicked the field goal. That would have been the difference. They fell apart the second half. They let them come back, and that's just how I see it. Yeah, we end up winning, which was so good, but we couldn't get him. If you look at all the stats in that game, time of possession, yards, first, everything they controlled. But they didn't control the final score, which was good. But that will come to haunt them if they play like that.
Yeah, but there are other good players, and Stafford's a good quarterback. He's going to make some plays. And how do you win games when you have a really good performance on the other side? How many times have we seen Justin Jefferson go off on the Lions, but Minnesota not win the game?
I think there's some truth to what he said. Like, we've talked about it. This was not a flawless performance from the Lions.
No.
Far from it. You gave up 17 unanswered to a broken offense. They got one player, albeit a very dangerous one in Cooper Kupp, but at Stafford, with 4 fill-in offensive linemen, 1 real receiver, and they gave up 17 unanswered. So I don't want it to be all Rosie, there are things they have to get better at, but we'd rather have that conversation
1-0,
watching them dig it out. Like, I can't say enough how that overtime changed your mood as a fan. It changed my mood as a fan.
The win always will.
But it's how they won, too. It's like they didn't kind of backdoor trip into it. They went in and man ball bullied them, got back to their identity, said, we're still the Detroit Lions, mm-hmm. and we're here. Deal with it.
Yeah. And the offensive line said, you know what? Give us the ball. We're going to take it down. We're going to end this.
Kind of felt like they said enough.
Yeah.
Enough. I know Goff hasn't been sharp today. I know St. Brown hasn't gotten the ball enough. I know we haven't got enough sacks. I know Stafford's a gunslinger. Enough. It's over. It ends here. Stop it. Run, 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 run. You want more? Stop it. Stop it. You can't. And you just break their will. Yeah. That's Detroit Lions football. All right, let's get to Heather in the news. Hey, Heather, real quick, what was it like for Colin watching this game?
You know what? I did not stay up all night to watch it. I did not hear screams like I have in the past, so I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet this morning, so I'll have to check in with him soon, see how it went. I think he's still sleeping, so yes. We'll see. You guys, the search is on for a man who robbed a West Bloomfield bank while wearing an old man mask on Friday morning. Right after 10:30, police got a call about this armed robbery that just happened at Fifth Third Bank on Hagerty near Pontiac Trail. The caller said that this guy was wearing like an old man Halloween mask with gray hair. He also had blue latex gloves on, a light gray hoodie, khaki pants, white sneakers with neon stripes, and he was also carrying a black umbrella with yellow smiley face polka dots. So maybe some giveaways, or distinct. Maybe it was all a costume. Yeah, who knows? Anyway, this guy fled the bank with a large sum of cash, and they don't know where he is. So keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
Yeah. A 15-year-old girl from Temperance was arrested after allegedly threatening gun violence at a Monroe County school. Authorities say that the threat was made in a group text with other students from the school, and it was reported on Saturday by a parent of one of the students involved in that text message. The girl was arrested, and a gun was taken from her home. Okay, so if you go to an NFL game, you know you're not going to go and get like a good deal on beer, right? You're going to be spending a lot of money every time you get a drink. Well, according to a website called sportscasting.com, NFL fans will have to pay $15.02 for a beer and hot dogs at stadiums this season, average. But of course, not all prices are the same. So the most expensive beer and hot dogs will be for Seahawks fans, Rams fans, and Chargers fans. $19.98 is the most expensive for a beer and hot dog. Yeah, yikes. The least expensive, thankfully, for us, we got the Falcons, Dolphins, Texans, Ravens, and Lions. All come in under $12.
So all right, top five team.
Yeah, and there's only four teams that charge $5.49 for a beer. And we are one of them. So we have the lowest price for beer out of any of the teams. So I guess
that's awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is good. Hey, Bill Belichick wants to return to coaching in 2025, but only if he can find the right team and the right situation. So according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, he would like to return to the NFL as a head coach if the opportunity presents itself. And it sounds very unlikely that he would take any other type of coaching position. He would only do a head coaching position if it's the right team,
right.
I'm guessing.
Right,
yeah.
City, I mean, that would establish quarterback, a good defense.
No,
I mean,
like,
ready to win.
Well, and that's what's so tough is typically the coaches that get fired, it's an
rebuild.
Overhaul. Yep. He's going to need a team with high expectations to fall short and offer him the job.
I don't know. Does he go back to Cleveland?
Ooh, interesting. What if Dallas falls short and Jerry Jones calls him? Isn't that like made for it?
Oh,
made for each other?
Yeah. I mean, it's made for Hard Knocks. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You guys, you know that if this makes my news, it is time to start playing. The Mega Millions jackpot jumped to an estimated $800 million after nobody won on Friday night. So go get your tickets. The next drawing is held on Tuesday night. And if you win it, it would be the seventh largest prize in the game's history. So
that'd be nice.
Go get your tickets.
Yeah.
Go get your tickets. Okay, so the internet recently went crazy after they believed that there was a woman who adopted a puppy, but it ended up being a baby hyena instead.
I saw this.
So people thought that that's what happened, because there's a woman who posted a picture of a baby hyena, and she captioned her post with and it said, "Point of view, you bought a puppy on Craigslist, and it turned out to be a baby hyena." She did that as kind of a joke, because it turns out she was actually spending her summer volunteering at a wildlife like orphanage in Zimbabwe. And she was like taking care of a baby hyena. So it wasn't actually real. The story wasn't real. The hyena was real.
Oh,
it wasn't a puppy.
So how do you make that mistake?
Like,
I did start laughing at her.
So people thought that is really what happened, but she cleared the air and said, no. I'm an animal lover. I was working over here at this like shelter. That's what went down.
Oh, okay.
So it was her fault for making that caption, really.
It's Heather with the news. 902 yes. TJ Lang. If you're on hold, we'll get to your phone calls with TJ in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll play Dan Campbell locker room sound following the victory. Coming up next, some weekend overreact gyms.
Oh.
Overreactions from yours truly. The first is Saquon Barkley, worth overpaying in your fantasy auction. That and more next, 97.1.
Hey, it's been a great NFL weekend, and it continues tonight. And FanDuel wants to give you another chance to start the season off with a big return. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook, and you can get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. And that is the Jets at the Niners. We're all excited about it because, hey, that's a team that we faced in the NFC Championship game, and it's a quarterback we faced for a number of years in Aaron Rodgers. How about Rodgers under passing touchdowns? Christian McCaffrey, total yards. Brock Purdy, over touchdown passes. That's just one SGP you could put together. Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make your own and see if there's some more already pre-built for you. and make every moment more this NFL season with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.